Hello, hello, and welcome to season 10 of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Yes, season 10, episode number 360. And the Delaware Blogger Podcast is a show that provides you with weekly tips on how you can launch your own podcast or even expand and grow your current one. And I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, better known as the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every week I come to you with some podcasting pointers that will help you to share your mission and your vision by simply using your voice. Now, a new episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast publishes every Saturday at 10 a.m. And if you'd like to sponsor a show, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. Now, in today's episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast, I'm going to be talking about a common concern among many potential podcasters, and that's the perception, like those PP poppers, that the market is oversaturated. Nope. Here we are in a new year, and you've probably been thinking about starting a podcast, but you're worried that it's too late because there's too much competition. Nope. Not only is there room for you, but I have a 7-step podcast checklist that will help you to get started. So if you want a copy of that, you know what you need to do. Send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com and in the subject line, put 7-step podcast checklist. Now let's talk about the benefits of starting a podcast, you know, starting on your podcasting journey. There are several steps. And like I said, I've got that 7-stepper that you can have at no cost, under no obligation. Just send me that email. And we've talked about this before, but it's never, ever, ever, never too late to reinforce what you need to do when you first start your podcasting journey. First things first, defining your niche, your topic, your passion. That's right. Pinpoint your passion. What sets you on fire? Whether it's gardening, travel, personal development, storytelling, singing, whatever the case may be, identify your niche because that's going to help you to stand out in a crowded podcast arena. There may be other gardening podcasts. There may be other travel podcasts, but you know what? This is your gardening podcast or your travel podcast. You're going to be bringing the passion to your show. So define your niche and be passionate about it week after week or, you know, bi-weekly, whatever you decide to choose to do in publication of your podcast. The second thing you want to define, then know your audience. Understand who you are trying to reach. What are their interests? What are their challenges? What are their desires? What are their pain points? That is going to help you to make sure that your content is geared towards that specific audience. That demographic is going to attract loyal listeners, and it's going to help you when you're creating content that resonates with them. The third thing you want to think about is a unique angle. What is your secret sauce? You know, McDonald's has been talking about their Big Mac and their secret sauce for years. What's your secret sauce? Are you good at storytelling? Do you have a fantastic sense of humor? Perhaps you're, and I hate this term, an expert in your field. What's going to make you and your podcast distinct and memorable? So craft that unique angle. Are you inspirational, motivational, educational? Make sure that that is what you're presenting to your target market audience. Number four, we've talked about this, and I know a lot of you are concerned. You don't need to be in a fancy studio, but now you have to invest in good microphones. use good recording software, have that good sounding quality, because listeners not only expect that from a podcast host, they also appreciate it. They want to be able to hear you. So it's definitely worth the investment. Invest in good quality mic. If you need to be in a room in your walk-in closet, under a comforter, whatever, pad the walls. Make sure there's no external distractions. Choose a time and a day that you have time and you're not going to be rushed and that the landscapers aren't going to be out there or the garbage truck's not going to be out there. You want to make sure that the listening experience is a good one. Number five, I've said it once, I'll say it again, consistency. Develop a consistent schedule because consistency is key. That should be a t-shirt. It's probably a t-shirt. Whether you're doing a show weekly, bi-weekly, or even monthly, make sure that you have a schedule that works for you and your audience because regular episodes are going to keep your listeners engaged and keep them coming back for more. And speaking of keeping them engaged, that's number six. Engage with your audience. Interact with your listeners on social media. Respond to emails. Join groups and communities. Host a Q&A session. Building a community around your podcast gives people a sense of connection and loyalty. So engage with your audience. Do some giveaways. Speaking of giveaways, I have a giveaway. I have two tickets to the SG Rho Mu Psi Sigma's chapter to go to a night of royalty in Wilmington. And I purchased two tickets. My husband and I will not be able to attend, but I'm going to leave some information at the end of the show and telling you how you can enter to win those two tickets. So again, I'm engaging with you. The seventh step is to stay authentic. Do you, boo-boo? I've said that before, but be yourself. Authenticity resonates with your listeners. You're not perfect. I am, helping coach a new podcaster, and I keep telling, emphasizing, you don't need it to be perfect. Embrace your quirks, or if you share your stories, let your personality shine through because your uniqueness is what's going to set you apart from everyone else out there. You thinking it's oversaturated? Well, stand out and do something different. Now, those are just seven ways to get you started. Understanding, define your niche, choose that topic. Know your audience. Who is it that you want to talk to? Craft a unique angle. Are you humorous, inspirational, educational, motivational? Invest in good quality equipment. Stay consistent. Consistency is key. Engage with your audience and also be authentic. So those are things that you need to think about that's going to help you stand out from this crowded, not oversaturated feel. Now, before I let you go, let's talk about some of the benefits of starting a podcast, especially, I'm a boomer, right? I'm a boomer, but there's some people that are younger than me that want to start a podcast, and there's people older than me that want to start a podcast. Podcast is a great way to share your expertise, to share your experiences, your opinions with a wide variety of people. Your unique perspective is valuable. And guess what? Podcasting allows you to amplify your voice in a way that a blog can't do, a social media post can't do, or a newsletter can't do. So that's a great benefit. You can amplify your voice. Just like I say in the beginning of my shows, I'm here to share content because it's my mission to help you share your vision by simply using your voice. Another benefit is now you're connecting with like-minded people. When you're sharing your passion, you're attracting listeners who also share that passion. And podcasting is a unique opportunity to connect with them. You know, you're fostering that sense of community and support, and it brightens your day. Trust and believe. When I think about, you know, doing another podcast episode, I get so excited. Now, your personal growth or even your professional growth. When you have a podcast, I know it, you got to learn new stuff, but it helps you with your personal and your professional growth. It helps with your communication skills. It's a journey, but if you stick with it, the reward is great. And last but not least, and I always leave this for last because, you know, a lot of people say, well, how do I make money? How do I monetize? Well, you know what? There are many ways in which to monetize your podcast. It's not going to be immediate. You know, you've got to build up those numbers and those downloads, but successful podcasts can open doors to a lot of different monetization opportunities. Sponsorships, like I say in the beginning, if you'd like to sponsor an episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast, send an email. There is a cost associated with that. If you're already doing affiliate marketing, whether it's on social media, on TikTok, or on your blog, you can add affiliate marketing to your podcast. You can have exclusive content and have premium subscribers. You can, you know, create a unique set of listeners within your global listeners. So that's just a few ways you can write a book. I've written a book, right? Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide. That's available for purchase. I coach others how to start a podcast. So there are other ways in which you can monetize merchandise, hats and caps and t-shirts. Man, check it out. Send an email to me or just head over to delblogger.com to find out about purchasing my book to give you even more information on everything that I cover today and, you know, in episodes to come. So I'm going to end it here because I know you've got a busy day or a busy time and there's other things that you need to do, but I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And if you found anything that I've said to be of interest to you, please subscribe, share with others. Hey, leave me a rating or a review and check out a few other episodes too while you're here. I invite you to subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, because there you're going to find more podcasting pointers, as well as links to purchase a copy of my Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide and my basic blogging tips. Yep. And I always invite you to send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com to schedule a 15-minute complimentary discovery call so that we can talk about, you know, if you want to sign up for my coaching sessions. So until the next time, this is that ZE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, wishing you and yours a beautifully blessed day. And remember, sharing is caring. So share this episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. See ya. It's the ZE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. If you have time and you want to hang out on Saturday, the 20th of January from 7 to 11 p.m., I have two tickets that I'm going to be giving away for the A Night with Royalty. This is sponsored by Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, Mu Psi Sigma Chapter, and it is going to be a great night. DJ Doc B, you can hear him on WDAS and Power 99 FM, is going to be providing the entertainment. It's being held at the Hyatt Place at the Riverfront, which is at 760 Justin's Street in Wilmington, Delaware. If you are interested in those two free tickets, leave a review of episode number 360 and leave a comment on my social media platforms. And the platforms I want you to leave a comment on is Facebook, X and Instagram. And I'm going to promote this episode number 360 on those platforms. And I'm going to need you to leave a comment stating that you are interested in spending a night with royalty. And then you'll be entered to win two tickets. And the drawing will be on Saturday, next Saturday, the 13th. So this gives you plenty of time. It's going to be whole week to get yourself together. So if you're interested, do that. You know what? Let me make that drawing for Tuesday the 9th. That way I'll give you plenty of time. All right. So the drawing's going to be held on the 9th of January. Two tickets, a night with royalty. You have to leave a comment to my social media posts. I mean, my social media posts on Facebook, Instagram, and X with this episode. So good luck. See ya. It's the DE Diva.